Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And Lara on WNYC. So did you stay up late last night to watch Brawl Street, which is how comedian and Daily Show host Jon Stewart referred to his ongoing feud between him and CNBC host Jim Cramer after some back and forth between the two on various television channels separately. Cramer went on The Daily Show last night. Here's a short clip from that exchange. Stewart first.
The financial news industry is not just guilty of a sin of omission, but a sin of commission that they are actually in bed with. This idea...
No, we're not in bed with them. No, I don't think that's fair. I think that we try to report the news.
Pretty serious for Comedy Central, huh? Was Jon Stewart being fair? Was Jon Stewart being funny? Do Cramer and CNBC just try to report the news? And is Stewart a comedian or moral arbiter? And is he trying to have it both ways? Joining me now to talk about all of this is Diane Brady, senior editor at Business Week. Also here, Dan Gross, senior editor at Newsweek and a money columnist at Slate.com. Diane and Dan, welcome back to WNYC. Hi there.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
Good to be here, Brian.
You both watched last night, I presume?
Yes, and blogged on it. I was less surprised at Jon Stewart than I was at Jim Cramer, actually. I think that he was the one who was out of character last night more than Stewart was.
How so?
Well, if you look at his show, he is somebody who basically, former hedge fund manager, bombastic, sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. He came on as sort of a somber spokesman for CNBC, and I found myself wondering why he was taking on that role, because it really didn't make sense and it didn't help his case.
Maybe we should, I'll assume our listeners know who Jon Stewart is. For those who don't know Cramer, Dan Gross, who is he? I mean, former trader, as Diane was saying, he's loud, he's funny. Is he a serious business analyst?
Yeah, look, he's straddled the worlds of sort of journalism and money management. This guy was on the Harvard Crimson, worked as a newspaper reporter, used to write for the New Republic on occasion, was a successful hedge fund manager, founded TheStreet.com, which was, a very influential and important addition to the financial media in the 90s, and then sort of leapt from that to being now a TV personality. He no longer runs his own hedge fund. I think one of the great ironies in Cramer's sort of rise or transformation is that when he started TheStreet.com, it was almost as a critique of the existing financial journalism. He said, you know, we have to cover the markets and the stocks like sports. You know, when someone strikes out, you say they struck out. When their batting average is 200 or they stink, you know, just like ESPN does, you call them on it, a sense of accountability, you know, so that when analysts come on, you have to say whether their investment banking firm does research for them. When someone is recommending a stock, you should be putting up the fact that their last stock picks were down 70%, things like that. TheStreet.com did that in spades and kind of brought some of that mentality to the rest of the financial journalism world. And the problem now is that CNBC, and especially Cramer's show, doesn't do a good job of that type of accountability, mm-hmm. especially in this down market, right? Yeah. There's a lot of sort of butt-kissing of people when they're at the top, but ignoring them when they're at the bottom. And, you know, Cramer himself dispenses dozens of stock recommendations a day. You have no sense of how those worked out.
Now, I do want to open up the phones. Who watched Stewart versus Cramer last night? Who won, if somebody won? Do you watch CNBC in general? What do you think of the journalism over there? Because it was really a broad channel-wide critique that Jon Stewart was really making. 212-433-WNYC. And is Jon Stewart trying to have it both ways, being a moral arbiter when he wants to and then backing off and saying, no, I'm just a comedian, when that suits him? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And what seems to be underpinning the whole thing is that Stewart is positioning himself kind of as the everyman, the Main Street investor. It's the people versus Wall Street. So here he is a few days ago talking about the media coverage of his feud with Cramer after Cramer had gone on the Today Show.
The Today Show forced me to watch him watching me. It put a human face on my mocking. and gave me a sense of the damage that I had done to a real person. Do I need to say that? It'd be like him having to watch me as his Bear Stearns advice wiped out my parents' 401k.
So, Diane Brady from Newsweek, why do you think this is such a big story? Why do people care if Jon Stewart pillories CNBC like that?
Well, he is certainly tapping into a visceral anger people have of why didn't you tell us this was coming? I mean, AIG, you know, they were telling us a year ago everything was okay. Now their stock's about a quarter. So everyone is angry. And, of course, you can go through. There are many instances in the financial news. You can do it on TV. You can do it in magazines where people got it wrong. And Cramer is just a perfect stereotype of the kind of bombastic and maybe hyper-enthusiasm, especially about stocks like Bear Stearns that were about to implode.
Same question, Dan.
Well, I think there's actually something a little deeper here. You know, back in the 60s, I think it was LBJ who said, you know, when we've lost Walter Cronkite on Vietnam, we've sort of lost the country. I'm not saying Stewart has that role today, but he occupies something like that. You remember, I think it was back in, was it 04 when he had Tucker Carlson on? Remember, they still had that Crossfire show?
No, he went on Crossfire.
Okay.
And he took
That's
it to
true.
Them. Yeah, we covered
and
that
told
a lot
them,
here.
You know, that your whole enterprise is stupid, insane, and corrupt, and sort of said what...
And not only that, but he said it was dragging down political discourse in this country because it was all about people screaming at each other from left and right for the sake of entertainment, and nobody learned anything.
Right. So he said what a lot of people in the media probably actually felt. A lot of people in the system, if you had asked them if they thought Crossfire was useful or good, would say, no, it's absurd, but participated in it anyway because, you know, CNN thought they could make money for it. People like to be on TV, all those reasons. So he said something that the system knew was true but wouldn't admit, that a lot of people intuitively felt. And here was somebody with a big audience, a big megaphone, kind of tapping into a zeitgeist. And, you know, it basically killed that show. I don't think that he is going to kill CNBC, but...
CNBC's ratings are way up during the financial turmoil. Diane, you wrote about this on your Business Week blog yesterday, that precisely because viewers can't tear their eyes away from the crisis as it unfolds, this is all good for CNBC.
I think it has been, but I also think they do have to answer for the fact, as does everybody else, that nobody was really looking into the amount of risk, the amount of leverage. But, the reality is I think that Jon Stewart, what has made The Daily Show great is that they do go through and they point out the foibles, especially in the media. I think Cramer was fair game. CNBC as a whole, definitely fair game. But what confused me more was Cramer's response than it was Stewart.
Right.
I thought Stewart was doing his job.
And, Dan, you talk about the losing Walter Cronkite during the Vietnam War. James Fallows actually wrote on the Atlantic Monthly blog, "It's true, Jon Stewart has become the new Edward R. Murrow." Karen in New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Brian. How are you? I think that Jon Stewart, I did not see the show last night. I just have been hearing about this, but I know both of them from watching them. I think it crossed my mind that perhaps Jon used some of Cramer's stock tips and made some bad investments, because I watch both. I think if you watch Cramer enough, you know he's a showman, and I think what I like about him is that he makes it interesting, and he makes you think about certain stocks out there. And then you can go look and say, do I agree with him, or do I think his advice is bad? I would never run to the computer and purchase a stock he recommended just because he said it's
well,
a good stock.
Well, it's interesting that you put it that way and that you come to it with that much personal buyer beware mentality. Because, listen, I'll get your comment on this, Karen. This clip of Jon Stewart talking about Cramer, and it goes right to what you were saying.
A problem with CNBC, if Cramer's slogan was, "Cramer, he's right sometimes," or "he's like a dartboard that talks," or "you feel lucky, punk? Well, do ya?" So no, I, Jon Stewart, am not going to spend time guessing about the stock market.
Or is he going to just sit there and cherry pick over the past 8 years every mistake people have?
Because that is what we do. That's what we do. Although, to be fair, cherry picking isn't quite accurate. Cherries are sweet and delicious. What we do is more turd mining.
All right, John Stewart with a little bit of Jim Cramer last night. And Karen, you know, he at the beginning there, when he was really being serious, he says if Cramer's slogan was like, Cramer, he's right sometimes, or Cramer, he's a dartboard that talks, it would be more honest.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many picks that Cramer has made over the couple of years. I don't know how long the show's been going on, but I mean, there are so many picks each night, and I think if he went through all of them, it'd be interesting to see how many times he was right and how many times he was wrong. But I think in the end, he's a showman, and I think he's just being a scapegoat for the greater country's gambling in the stock market.
Thanks a lot for calling us, Karen. We really appreciate it. By the way, that was actually Stewart with Joe Scarborough chiming in there a little bit from a couple of days ago on The Daily Show. And Diane, to Karen's point, I mean, you actually wrote on Business Week's Management IQ blog that Jim Cramer is an entertainer who talks about his own bets with enthusiasm and most often with knowledge. Do you think the viewers get that? Karen obviously gets that. She says, I'm not going to run to the computer right away and buy a stock based on something Jim Cramer says on television because he's an entertainer. But do you think the average person out there gets that?
I do. I mean, some people are Cramer junkies, and they do like to track his portfolio. By and large, he's been pretty successful. But I'll tell you, even our own columnist, Jean Marshall, we go through, and once a year we do a reality check. How have we done on our stock suggestions? Not everyone gets it right. I think you do have to hold yourself accountable. So I think that there is a buyer beware mentality. It's the same instinct that if you put your money with Bernie Madoff and you had no idea what he was investing in, you're a victim, but you're also someone who probably didn't do your due diligence. I think that's true for every stock pick.
Gene in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gene. Gene, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thanks. I really love the show.
Thanks a lot.
Hi. Yes. Thank you very much. I really love the show.
You got that.
I watched the show last night, and I came away with it feeling really good. But then this morning I woke up and I was wondering, was it all just theater? What I mean by theater is sort of, was it just more entertainment and just something to sort of forward and make us feel good? But does it really help correct or improve the whole system? And I'd love to hear what your guests have to say about that.
Thank you for bringing that up. And, Dan, that's the question that I was asking rhetorically a few times along the way here, and I'll ask you point blank. Is Jon Stewart trying to have it both ways? He's taking on Jim Cramer and CNBC and once upon a time CNN's Crossfire and, of course, lots of other things in ways that seem very serious, that seem like the new Murrow. And then when he gets called too much on the carpet, he says, oh, yeah, well, I'm just a comedian.
Well, look, I think there's a way of making serious points and scoring points through humor. Ann Coulter tries to do it. I don't find her particularly funny. Bill Maher tries to do it. I don't find him all that funny. But, this is a niche of our world. I think the issue, it's the same issue that he has, is he entertainment or journalism, that CNBC faces to a degree, where defenders say, Cramer's is trying as much to entertain, and of course the other people on there trying to get their ratings. Bloomberg Television is a very boring but also very sober, information-packed, discussion-packed network that talks about stocks and stock picking all the time.
Very
nobody
different,
watches it.
Very different from CNBC, and nobody watches it. All right, well, you know what? We're going to leave it there. Have you ever been a guest, either of you, on Mad Money, Cramer's CNBC show?
I've been a guest on Kudlow and Cramer, and it was, I certainly think it can be an intimidating experience because they do tend to yell. And
they're Cramer.
But I think that's kind of the genotype of who he is. So I think I was surprised he was a different person last night. He is somebody who runs around and screams with excitement when a stock goes up 2 cents.
Right. Well, I think we can agree that Jon Stewart has done it again, that he has used humor and satire to actually shine a light on what's going on the allegedly serious media. And here we are, we're all talking about it. So I actually think he did a great service.
I think so, too.
Diane Brady from Business Week. Dan Gross from Newsweek and Slate. Thanks, both of you, for coming on.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, one thing Toronto and Cincinnati can teach New York. Stay tuned and find out what it is.